Welcome back to Inside the Cave, 96.5 FM, 965thecave.com. On a Wednesday morning, thanks for tuning in. I'm Ian Wendt, John Roberts across the way, and on the phone lines, joined by Lenawee Christian head football coach Bill Wilharms, the second week in a row. Good to talk to you, coach. Congrats on the week one win.
Oh, thank you very much. Good team effort on Friday night last week, and we're going to need another one of those this Saturday. So,
yeah, certainly we'll talk about your opponent this weekend in a second. But I was watching the Twitter updates for you guys, and you jumped out to a 42-7 lead at the half. Did you kind of put it on cruise control after that?
We did. It's always been, for the past few years, one of those things where if we can get a lead and we feel comfortable, we play a lot of the younger kids. And, that allows us to keep building, keep those kids involved in the program. And also, they practice just as hard as the other kids. And it's one of those where you want to reward them with playing time as well. And we've been fortunate enough the past few years to be able to do that. So, and keep everybody bought into the program.
Selfishly, as a bench rider and a guy that didn't play a lot at upper levels of, the sports I played in high school, it does get to you. You're sitting there like, all right, we're up by 40. Why am I sitting here? Or we're down by 40. Why am I not in the game? So, I mean, those things are important, especially for a program like yours that is the eight-player game. Less people on the field, you might think less opportunity, but that's not the philosophy.
No, not at all. We want, we believe that once we get the lead, like our juniors and seniors or whoever our starters are, they then become coaches on the sideline, and they're bought into that. It's been that way for probably the last, 8-9 years that, we've just, when we bring those kids out, they know they're supposed to watch their position group. And when we get an opportunity to bring those kids to the sideline, they're as much involved as the coaches are in explaining to them, hey, you did this right. Hey, you did this wrong. You need to line up this way. And, I just think it helps the whole program from top to bottom that everybody's, nobody's better than anybody else. And, it's one of those situations where, the knowledge of being out there from those juniors and seniors, buying into those younger kids because they want to keep the program winning. And, they know that kids have done it for them in the past, and now they're doing it. Now they're at that age where they need to do it as well. So it's a nice piece that the kids have bought into over at LCS, and, we really enjoy that part of it.
Well, and it's certainly got to help on the sidelines, coach, because it allows you as coaches to really focus on what's going on out on the field.
It does, yes. And like I said, the past few years it's been, John, it's been a lot easier for us as far as because we've had so many kids. So, you've got, a bunch of eyes watching mm-hmm. and stuff. This year it's a little tougher because, our numbers are down just a tad. And, sometimes I can't get all of the starters out at one time, and, it is what it is. But, definitely the continuity and the chemistry of the team has been just absolutely wonderful. And this year is no exception to that. So,
all right, Coach, let's get into it. Round one in the books as you beat Goebbels 49-7 last Friday. This Saturday... Saturday. It's an afternoon game. You're hitting the road, something that, you're not extremely used to in the playoffs, but you're playing a very good opponent, one you've seen a couple times the last couple years in the semis in Martin, and you'll be up there to battle the Magi? What are they, John? You know what they are.
The Clippers.
One of those. It's just reload and go back at it for Martin, isn't it?
It is. They have quite a few kids. I think they have like 12 seniors this year. We know they're gunning for us. They've been gunning for us all season. If you go all the way back to August when their coach was doing some of the interviews, You know, they said weeks 2 through 7 was to get ready for Lenawee, to develop depth and to be able to get us on their home field. So now they got their wish, and now it should be a great game. It has been the past few years, and Martin's such a quality opponent. They provide us with a very good quarterback. He was there last year. He's a heck of a runner. And he's developed into a nice passer this year as well. So they've got all the components. So it's going to be a heck of a road trip for us.
And I think it was the 2020 season where we had that stoppage in the middle of the playoffs, and then you guys went up to Martin. I was at that game, and I called it from the stands. It got quite cold up there, but I don't think that's going to be a real issue. Do you think this warm weather kind of benefits a team like yours that, you know, wants to play fast and just be fast?
I'm very happy as long as it's not raining. I don't care if it's cold or warm, but the warm is definitely nice. I think it definitely helps us out a little bit because of our tempo stuff and the fact that we've been doing it all season long. But they're fast paced too, and they played a quality schedule as well. So it'll be a war.
And coach, looking at their schedule, you do have a common opponent in Goebbels, and they defeated Goebbels in week 2, and obviously you defeated Goebbels last week. Very similar margins of victory. So does that just add to your feeling that this is going to be a close game?
Yes, it does. I look at the matchups, and after seeing them on film and stuff like that, offensively they do some things that are tough to stop, and defensively I think they fly to the ball. I think sometimes they're a little, I don't want to use the word reckless, but they definitely sell out
sure.
a bunch of times. So I think you can take advantage of some of that stuff. At least I hope we can. I think it's two offenses that are very, very similar and two defenses that are set up to stop the run. And ours is a little bit more of a standard defense, maybe a few blitzes, where theirs is similar to Climax. They're going to give you the short stuff, and they just don't think you can march all the way down the field on them doing that. Mm. So you definitely have to be patient and look for your opportunities. And then when that opportunity presents itself, you got to exploit it. So,
talking with Lenawee Christian head football coach Bill Wilharms, it's a 1 o'clock start Saturday at Martin. If I remember right, that's a couple hours, just straight up 52.
Yeah, it's I believe it's a little northwest of Kalamazoo. You might be thinking of Morris on the one straight up 52.
Oh, yeah, I might be. Yeah, yeah, you're right. You're right. I was wrong twice in one interview. That usually doesn't happen, Coach. You're right. You're right. Follow
I'm
you. Don't
right.
listen to
I
me.
Point that out.
Sometimes I just let him go, Coach.
I know.
I just let him go.
Correct me, but...
I'll deal with him off the
what
air.
What a great co-host I have.
he
knew I was wrong, like, right off the bat. But a 1 o'clock start is the – if parents want to go or fans want to go, is there – it's the online ticketing still?
It is. It's the online ticketing piece that's set up for them and stuff. I know you can go to the Lenawee Christian website and see that as well there. I'm wherever else, the MHSA website, so, or to Martin's website, they have it on there as well. So,
all right, fantastic. Well, it's the Cougars and the
Clippers
on Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock. A trip to the semis on the line. We've been talking to LCS head coach Bill Wilharms. Coach, thanks for your time this morning, and go get them.
I appreciate that, and I wish good luck to all the rest of the Lenawee County teams that are still in the playoffs. Go get them this week.
All right, absolutely. Thank
good
you.
Good luck, Coach.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
That was LCS head football coach Bill Wilharms.